Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great week, in fact. It was certainly a great Memorial Day weekend. Well, in some ways, it really was. It was certainly a great Memorial Day weekend for the movie business and for Tom Cruise and for every imaginable broken record by Top Gun Maverick, the first Top Gun film in 36 years. Why was it so incredibly successful? I mean, people knew it was going to be a big hit. But a hit on this level? Why? Well, we'll talk about it. We'll also talk about some gun reforms that actually could work. No, not to put an end to mass shootings, but maybe to reduce mass shootings a bit. Because in just a 72-hour span over Memorial Day weekend, there were more than 300 shooting incidents across the U.S., killing over 130 people. And so let that sink in for a moment. And it was interesting, I was just reading a column about Japan, which is a country of about 90 million people. Japan had fewer fatalities last year, for a year, than in Chicago this weekend. In Chicago, Memorial Day weekend, 52 shot, 10 of them shot dead. Uvalde, Texas, with a population of 16,000, had, as you know, last week, it had 21 fatalities from shooting victims of a horrible, horrible incident. It had more, that 16,000 population city, more fatalities than all of the gun deaths in Japan in a year. Okay, what is wrong exactly? We'll talk about that and talk about the news that there actually may be some bipartisan reforms that could actually make a difference. We'll be talking about that with David French of the Dispatch, who is a veteran attorney on behalf of religious rights, all conservative visions of rights, including gun rights. But there might be something that really could make an immediate difference. We will talk about that on the Michael Medved Show. We'll also talk about what is going on in Canada, which is remarkable. Now, Canada has far, far, far fewer guns than the United States. Canada has less than one-fourth the number of guns per population. And yet they are moving very firmly toward a gun buyback, freezing all handgun sales, and moving toward a gun buyback program for what are called assault weapons, AR-15-style weapons, which have been implicated in so many of the incidents that are causing this alarm, including an incident in Canada 2 years ago where 20 people were killed. The worst incident they've ever had like that north of the border. We'll talk about that. And we will also talk about the state of the Republican race for president. And there's an argument that is put forward by a commentator at NBC who says Trump is winning big time. Don't pay attention to the embarrassing defeats in Georgia and in Nebraska and in Idaho and in North Carolina and other places across the country where Trump-endorsed candidates did terribly. He said that actually is going to help Trump. How? Why? We will also talk about that on a busy day on the Medved Show. And then a truth about police reform and its impact on the black community and some of the fraudulence of BLM with Professor Wilfred Riley of Kentucky State University, who is one of the leading black scholars in the country. He will be joining us later in the show as well. Our phone number, 1-800-955-1776. There's also this. Another Florida student is arrested on felony charges for posting pictures of himself online with what appeared to be a rifle in the caption, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school." Corey Anderson, you'll never guess his age. He's 18, meaning that he's legally eligible. I don't think in Florida. I think they raised the age in Florida for AR-15 style weapons. But Corey Anderson, 18, posted images of himself online with what appeared to be a handgun, a rifle, and a tactical style vest. Anderson from Lutz, Florida, captioned the picture, "Hey Siri, directions to the nearest school." He has been arrested, and which it seems to me is entirely appropriate. If you don't think so, give us a call and explain why it's not appropriate. Again, 1-800-955-1776. There is a powerful column by Nick Kristof, who wanted to run for governor of Oregon, and because he is a somewhat moderate Democrat, and Oregon is Oregon the way it is, I mean, he probably would have had a tough race because, for instance, a moderate congressman, Democrat Schrader, he just now officially lost his primary election to somebody who's way, way, way out in the left field. But Nick Kristof has one of the better columns I've read recently that actually talks about what could be done. And he said, "Gun policy is complicated and politically vexing, and we're not going to make everyone safe. Still, experts suggest that over time, we plausibly could reduce gun deaths by a third or save 15,000 lives annually." Now, think about what that means. 15,000 lives is far more than the combined total that we lost in Afghanistan and Iraq, which is closer to 5,000 or 6,000. And all horrible, but this is 15,000 every year, lives that could be saved, at least according to the argument. "This would be a series of pragmatic limits on firearms and those who can get them. Instead, we're paralyzed in ways that threaten our democracy and our well-being. American children and teenagers are 57% more likely to die young compared to children and teenagers in other advanced countries, and guns are one important reason." One study cited by Nick Kristof in the New York Times, one study found that Americans ages 15 to 19 are 82 times more likely to be shot dead than similarly aged teenagers in Canada, Britain, France, Germany, you name it. Let's just acknowledge that what we're doing isn't working and we need new approaches. For example, consider the minimum age to buy or possess a gun. The suspects in both the Texas and the Buffalo shootings were only 18. The guy who just got arrested in Florida, only 18. And that's not a surprise. Americans ages 18 to 20 account for 14% of the population, but 4% of the population, but 17% of those known to have committed a murder. In other words, young males between 18 and 20 are four times more likely to commit murder than their share of the population. In Wyoming, one of the most pro-gun states in America, the minimum age to buy a handgun is 21. If Wyoming can do it, is that too radical idea? We will be right back. A 10-year-old, cuffed and perp walked after joking with a friend about assault rifles. We'll get to that and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Spring and summer, worth celebrating, don't you think? Particularly in the Northwest, but anywhere across the country. And something else worth celebrating, emerging from the pandemic and all the restrictions associated with it. So you're going to be more active. Why not be more ready for all of that activity with Relief Factor? This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
On the Michael Medved Show, concerning this idea of lowering the age for purchasing firearms, or raising the age from 18 as it is in some states. It's already 21 in a number of other states, and they can make the argument, not that this has eliminated mass shootings, but that the rate of shootings in general and the rates of mass shootings in particular have gone down. Listen to this. This is, to me, fascinating and persuasive. Is one-third of states limit purchase of a handgun to those 21 or older? One-third of all states. And the one study found that 17% of all firearms offenders, and this means people who end up getting charged for some kind of firearm offense, whether it's a murder or attempted murder, or whether it's carrying illegally, but people who are charged have bought their gun legally, 17%, which means, as you would think, that the people who are most involved with the offenses are people who bought their weapons illegally. But of that 17%, what they say is that that you could actually reduce the number who got their guns legally that very substantially if you raised the age at which buying was permitted. There are two other ideas that he talks about, Nick Kristof, that I think are worth considering and at least thinking about while everybody is looking for some way to make the situation better with the terrible spectacle of funerals going on for kids who shouldn't have died. Do we still have Bill, Jeremy? Okay. The 19 countries with the most school shootings, between January 2009 and May 2018, because this is not all, the statistics aren't all up to date everywhere. But looking at the most dangerous countries in the world right now, they had school shootings in Azerbaijan, China, Estonia, Germany, Greece, Hungary, Kenya, Russia, and Turkey. They all had one shooting. And the Brazil, Canada, France, two. Afghanistan, three. Now you're getting into bad territory. Nigeria and Pakistan, four. India, five. India next to China, the world's most populous country. South Africa, six. Mexico, which is plagued by those terrible drug cartels. Mexico had eight school shootings in that 9-year period. And that's 2009 to 2018. Oh, the United States? We had 288. it's just shocking. It's remarkable. And then the Florida cops have released a mugshot of a 10-year-old boy that they cuffed and perp-walked after he jokingly texted a friend that he had bought four assault rifles. Daniel Isaac Marquez was charged with making a written threat to conduct a mass shooting after sending the text. The 10-year-old sent a text claiming that he had purchased four assault rifles and said, "Get ready for water day." Police believe he was threatening to attack his school and publicly arrested him. Now, he's the same age as the victims in Uvalde. Sheriff Carmine Marceno defended the arrest by saying, "A child pulling a trigger equals the same aftermath." The sheriff alleged that authorities must consider all threats as credible. He also warned that anyone who shoots at Florida schools will be killed immediately. Well, that may that be the case. And this going along with the other Florida teen, that's an 18-year-old, it's different, who had posed a picture, posted a picture of guns with a caption, "Hey Siri, directions to nearest schools." Are we sensitive about this? We're sensitive about this. Should we be sensitive about this? Of course we should. Of course we should. The second reform that could make a difference, at least according to Nick Kristof, and he, after consulting a number of experts and people who actually know the numbers and know what's going on here, suggests that, no, this is not going to end all gun deaths in America, but it could cut the number by a third. In other words, say 15,000 lives a year. We typically don't allow people with felony convictions to possess firearms. And wouldn't it also make sense to bar purchases by someone with a recent misdemeanor conviction for drug or alcohol abuse, for violence, or for stalking? Only 10 states bar people with stalking convictions from buying guns. And again, somebody who is a chronic alcohol offender, like, we know someone, I mean, who has 5 DUIs. I mean, if you have that level of problem, wouldn't it make sense to stand between you and legally purchased guns? And people with a stalking conviction? We know that people going through breakups are particularly at risk to themselves and to their ex-partners. So why not pass red flag laws that allow guns to be removed from someone who is undergoing a mental health crisis or subject to a domestic violence protection order? Even former President Trump has backed that sort of red flag law. We'll be talking about that with David French coming up. And what about universal background checks to buy a firearm? Polls suggest that gun owners themselves overwhelmingly favor universal background checks, yet 22% of firearms are obtained without them. In much of America, there is a more thorough review of people adopting a rescue dog than of those buying assault rifles. And should we really continue to allow people who are on the no-fly list to buy firearms but not board a plane? Now look, that's particularly true. That's particularly true with the expansion of the no-fly lists recently. They have no-fly lists have been expanded by the inclusion of people who have too much to drink on a plane and take a swing at a stewardess. I mean, there's actually there's woman going to jail who knocked out some teeth for a stewardess because she was asked to put on a mask on a plane. Should someone like that have your Second Amendment rights, at least for some period of time, at least a little bit restrained? We will be back with more. And why do Americans always look for an easy answer? That and more coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A lawyer for the 2016 Clinton campaign, Michael Sussman, was acquitted on a charge of lying to the FBI in September of that year about his motives for bringing the Bureau research allegedly linking Donald Trump to Russia in the first test trial of Special Counsel John Durham's probe. The Senate and House are not in session this week, but that's not stopping Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell from addressing supporters in Maysville, Kentucky, McConnell touting the bipartisan infrastructure bill as an example of lawmakers working together on legislation.
I felt that the infrastructure package, which we've been trying to pass through several different presidencies and coming up short, a major infrastructure package, was good for the country.
The bill helps rebuild the nation's roads and bridges. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, talking about the whole status of the debate over gun safety. And again, yes, people are trying to avoid the term gun control because gun control sounds menacing. In fact, how menacing does it sound? There is apparently a candidate for the state legislature. Actually, he's a candidate for re-election. He's a member of the state legislature in Florida. And his name is Randy Fine. And Randy Fine speaks directly to the camera in a new commercial he has. And he says, "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president." I think he means Joe Biden. "I have news for the embarrassment that claims to be our president. Just try to take our guns, and you'll learn why the Second Amendment was written in the first place." The New York Times comments, "Well, it's barely remarkable that Republicans today issue what sound like threats against those who dare curtail their private arsenals." Okay, and again, I don't think it's constructive to even talk about stuff like that in this country. It's not going to happen. We have 400 million guns in the United States, and they're not going to go away. But then consider what is happening in Canada, which, by the way, probably makes the situation worse here. Here is the story. Most owners of what Canada calls, quote, military-style assault weapons would be required to turn over their firearms to a government buyback program under legislation introduced yesterday. legislation which would tighten the country's already very stringent control of firearms. The Canadian government also immediately imposed new regulations banning the sale, purchase, importation, or transfer of handguns. As a government, as a society, we have a responsibility to act to prevent more tragedies, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau told reporters yesterday. He also said we need only look south, that means us, south of the border, to know that if we do not take action firmly and rapidly, it gets worse and worse and worse and more difficult to counter. The proposed law is the latest in a series of steps Mr. Trudeau has taken to restrict firearms since 22 people were killed in rural Nova Scotia by a gunman in 2020 in the deadliest rampage in Canada's history. The legislation, which would apply to tens of thousands of firearms, is expected to pass easily. Mr. Trudeau's program echoes a semi-automatic weapons ban and buyback program launched by New Zealand in 2019 after a lone gunman stormed two mosques, killing 51 people and injuring dozens of others. And that was in Christchurch, New Zealand. After a mass shooting in 1996, in which a gunman killed 35 people in the town of Port Arthur, Australia, the government there collected more than 650,000 semi-automatic rifles and many shotguns after they were banned under new legislation. Now, this is not going to happen in the United States of America. Should it happen in the United States of America? Well, it shouldn't, because it wouldn't work and it would exacerbate the social tension and probably provoke more violence and more division and more pain than necessary. But see, this is the thing. Right now, there are 10 senators, including very prominent conservatives, people like Bill Cassidy, who's a senator from Louisiana. He's part of this group of 10, gang of 10, who are getting together to try to figure something that can be done that's constructive. Susan Collins of Maine is included. Lindsey Graham of South Carolina speaks for that group. John Cornyn, who, by the way, is not only a fine senator from Texas, he's also a former justice of the Texas State Supreme Court. And Pat Toomey, who's leaving the Senate of Pennsylvania, he's the other Republican in this group. And they're getting together with five other Democrats. And that's significant, because with that kind of Republican support, you're very close to getting the 60 votes you would need to stand up to any filibuster. And talking about the 50 votes in public opinion, this is fascinating. It's in Politico, Morning Consult. They did a poll. And this was conducted entirely after the shootings in Uvalde, offering a snapshot of the mood of American voters at this moment in time and where they stand on gun control, gun reform proposals. Requiring background checks on all gun sales, 8% oppose. And how many favor? 88% strongly or somewhat support. That's a 10-to-1 ratio, by the way. Creating a national database with info about each gun sale. 75% strongly or somewhat support, 18% strongly or somewhat oppose. Net approval, 57. Banning assault weapons altogether. That's assault-style weapons. It's very tough to determine what is an assault weapon. What people mean is something like the M16, which I think is still the standard weapon for the United States Army. And there are more of those weapons, that type of weapon, in private hands in America than the military has. Banning assault weapons, style weapons, 67% strongly or somewhat support, 25% strongly or somewhat oppose. and making private gun sales and sales of gun shows subject to background checks, 81% strongly or somewhat support, 11% strongly or somewhat opposed. And then finally, and this is one that's more complicated because it really does, you can understand why people get very annoyed by this, but making private gun sales and sales at gun shows subject to background checks, yes, we did that, requiring all gun owners to store their guns in safe storage units, 77% strongly or somewhat support, 15% strongly or somewhat oppose. Net approval, 62%. And then there's a change that many conservatives strongly support and instinctively support, which is equipping teachers and school staff with concealed firearms to respond in the event of a school shooting. 54% strongly or somewhat support, 34% strongly or somewhat oppose. That's net approval 20 points, but it's closer than the others. I have a problem with that idea. And the reason is because to force teachers to be prepared with a firearm, if they don't want to, if they have personal objections to firearms, I think is wrong. And I think that there are many teachers who will decline to go through the necessary training. And by the way, and what happened at Uvalde is also should be a reminder to everybody that training is crucial in all of this. Because, and I know that they supposedly underwent training, the Uvalde police, 2 months before. But the fact that they waited around and thought it might be a barricaded suspect situation rather than an active shooter situation, that cost lives. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
This is going to be a little bit provocative.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael MedVed Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a MedHead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the MedVed Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel, to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution, and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day, plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedVedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved Show. Canada is very different from the United States, always has been. And you can imagine a Canadian prime minister saying something like this. I cannot imagine any American president, saying something like this. This is Justin Trudeau on his new program, which is expected to pass. It was introduced yesterday. And for a buyback of all assault-style weapons and basically bans on buying, selling, or transferring handguns. Listen to the Prime Minister. Clip one.
As we see gun violence continue to rise, it is our duty to keep taking action. So today, we're moving forward. We're introducing legislation to implement a national freeze on handgun ownership. What this means is that it will no longer be possible to buy, sell, transfer, or import handguns anywhere in Canada. In other words, we're capping the market for handguns.
Applause from, I don't know if that is members of Parliament, but we will see. Let's go to Ken, who's calling from Whidbey Island, Washington. You're on the Medved Show.
Michael, when I was 5 years old, I had my first BB gun. At 7 years old, I had my first .22. At 13, I walked into the hardware store and bought my first pump .22, which you'll be happy to know has shot many raccoons, an animal you and I both hate.
Well, good,
I hate
good for you.
I have that gun to this day. I have been through programs to shoot. I was in the Navy and issued a Colt 45. We had to learn to, and I was 19. We field stripped it. We were allowed to carry that loaded when we were in a foreign port on duty.
Right.
And we weren't under 21. I was 19. I was 13 when I bought my first .22, which I first have.
Right. First of all, nobody is talking about, in other words, the British situation where even police officers are not allowed to carry guns is idiotic. I don't think it makes sense. I think there are British voices against that. Nobody is talking about that. But again, and this is also why we have a federal system. Why states will have different rules. But it's interesting, isn't it, that Wyoming, which is our most lightly populated state, it is the state with the fewest people living in urban areas, and Wyoming, they don't allow the purchase of handguns for people under 21. Now, why would that be, you think?
I would not have any idea. Doesn't make sense to me. I mean, I bought one when I was 18 years old.
Right, do you mind my asking what year was it when you turned 18?
1959.
Okay. Do you know it's a very, very different America? And not everything, there's a lot that's happened since 1959 is very beneficial that the country can be proud of. But one of the things it can't be proud of is we have this huge crime surge in the 60s and 70s. And then it's gone down a little bit. Now it's going back up. And to have somebody who lives, and I take it you grew up in not in a big city, not in a downtown anywhere. Is that right?
I was 1,900 people.
Okay. That's also a very different situation. And by the way, one of the reasons it's different is because we're supposed to be able to count on a police in a big city. It's one of the things that you're supposed to have working for you in a big city. And if you're living in a town of 1,900 people or a town like Uvalde, you look at that, and then it seems to be a lot more, you'll find a much higher percentage often, and of people who have guns and know how to use them, et cetera, which is one of the reasons that people will sometimes point to statistics of states that have very high levels of gun ownership, but have very low levels of crime. But if you look at the city by city by city, the proliferation of guns, and I know in Chicago they say they all come from out of state. They all come from somewhere else other than Illinois. But part of this is what is so incredibly, it seems to me, inappropriate to simply say there's nothing that we can do, that we don't have a problem. Problem seems to me to be pretty direct. Let's go quickly to Jim in Portland. Jim, you're on the Michael Medved Show.
Hi, Michael. About 2 days before Sandy Hook, I think there was an incident in the Clackamas Town Center Mall, a little south of here, and a citizen got between the perpetrator and the rest of the mall. There had been, if I remember right, 4 victims up to that time and 2 fatalities. If those skills that citizen that stepped into that breach could be replicated, you know, pretty much throughout the general public, sort of a rough and ready citizenry, but not a hostile one, I think that would do a lot of good. You know, somebody put the brakes on immediately on a perpetrator. And he didn't shoot the guy. The guy took himself, the perpetrator, he committed suicide. He, in a sense, took himself out of the equation. And I was wondering what you thought about that.
Look, I have great respect, and I have very good friends who are firearms instructors who have a license to carry. As you know, I think we have much easier license to carry here in Washington than you have down in Oregon. And there are people who are qualified, and you will hear about those incidents all the time. But that's not what we're talking about. I think what's interesting and what they're talking about in the U.S. Senate right now is 2 things, basically. Number one, red flag laws. And I guarantee you that solid citizen did not have red flags, right? I mean, he was not somebody with a history of mental illness or a criminal background or someone who had been involved with protective orders against him. I would be right on that, wouldn't I, Jim?
I don't know. I've never met. I know absolutely nothing about the individual. I wish I did because he's a heroic figure, but I don't.
He was celebrated at the time, and I remember this happening in Clackamas. And the point over here is you can always. In other words, nobody is talking, and I mean really nobody, not even Chris Murphy, who's such a leader and outspoken on the Democratic side of things about gun restrictions. I don't think people, I have not heard it are calling for an end to a right for concealed carry, but not a right for concealed carry for everybody. Wouldn't you think if somebody had a criminal background, either a serious misdemeanor or a felony, that you might want to put that concealed carry right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It seems to me that what is happening right now is really pretty encouraging, where you have people on both sides, none of whom are talking about anything extreme, either in terms of restriction or challenging Second Amendment rights, or something extreme on resistance on the other side. They just ran in The Spectator, which is a very outspoken conservative publication, the case for a federal red flag law. And we have a Carl wrote in from Ferndale, Washington. Why do we keep obsessing about guns? Guns are a tool, a dangerous tool, to be sure, but why do we focus on the tool instead of what motivates these evil, sick perverts who would shoot up a school? Without exception, these people are male teenagers with a death wish who decide to go out in the blaze of glory. Shouldn't we be focusing on them? And the answer is yes, of course. And one of the focuses here that people are talking about is making it impossible for people like that to get a gun. Or certainly to get the kind of gun that would be, was used in Buffalo, or that was used in Uvalde. He says, I think we have 50 years of increasingly progressive cultural and educational influences to blame. When I was growing up in rural Idaho, we had guns everywhere. Sure, and a different culture. But you also have other parts of the world right now that are, one could say, more like rural Idaho once upon a time, because this doesn't happen everywhere. And one of the things you do, you'll never eliminate it, but to reduce the chances is make it harder for crazy, evil, sick perverts to get those guns in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi everyone, this is Fred Dreyer for Balance7.com. Do you have acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you like? Your stomach is upset all the time? Chronic pain a problem? Then do yourself a favor and go to Balance7.com. Start living again and get rid of chronic pain. Balance 7 has all the natural ingredients that work to rid your body of inflammation. I take it every day to keep my inflammation and acid indigestion in check. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, get rid of your acid indigestion and inflammation with Balance7.com. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039, or go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.